But what God says is, be selective in your friendships. Now, on the slide, make sure you note somewhere, if you're taking notes, these three verses, and then we're going to go through them in the scriptures together. Proverbs 12:26, James 4:4, and 1 Kings 11:4. So I've already read Proverbs 12:26. The righteous should choose his friends carefully. Now, let me say to you, all of us who are saved, God has something clearer to say about the friends we choose. The first thing he has to say is right here in James 4 and verse 4. James 4:4, remember James, most likely the very first New Testament book that was written. James tells us in chapter 4 and verse 4, adulteresses and adulterers and adulteresses. Now listen, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Pause. Think about that. When we befriend the world, it causes enmity with God. That means we treat God with hostility, like we're his enemy. And worse than that, God acts hostile toward us. You know what the scriptures say? He resists us. He no longer blesses us because we are acting, what? Like an unsaved person. See, when a Christian sins, when they're the saved who have God's wisdom living for him, sin, they are acting like a lost person. It's foolish. Do you know what usually happens? As a pastor for 4 decades, when I meet people that come to my office and say, I don't think I'm a Christian. I say, well, did you ever think you were a Christian? Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I said, the good news is if you were ever a Christian, you're still a Christian because you can't un-Christian yourself, okay? But let's do a little diagnostic to see if maybe you're making foolish decisions and you're acting like a lost person and you've lost the joy of your salvation. The Holy Spirit is grieved. Now back to James 4:4. He explains it. Whoever, therefore, wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Remember 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17? Love not the world, nor the things in the world, for all that's in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God, he that doeth the will of God, abides forever. God says, be selective in your friendship. What happened to Solomon? Let's go to 1 Kings and make sure you tie this in your notes. 1 Kings chapter 11 and verse 14. For it was so when Solomon was old that his wives... Did you know that the person you marry should be your best friend? That's one of the ways you know who you're supposed to marry. You find someone who you completely share life with, you share emotions with them, your spiritual life with them, your physical life with them, everything that is important to you, you share with them, but beware of who you befriend. Remember? Verse 4, his best friends, his wives, turned his heart after other gods, and his heart was not loyal to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. Verse 5, Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites, and Solomon did evil in the sight of the Lord. And by the way, how did he do that? It's because he began to follow his friends, his best friends, his wives, to worship their gods. If you go to Jerusalem today and stand there on the Mount of Olives overlooking the old city Jerusalem, every guide will say, as you're looking at Jerusalem right over there on the left, that's the hill of offense. And all the tourists stand there and say, like they, you know, don't even know what it is, but are embarrassed to ask. And someone will finally say, what's the hill of offense? And the guide always says, that's where Solomon built the homes for his wives. Because they were not Jews, they were not believers, and they worshiped false gods. So he let them live on that hill with all their false gods and their idols, which they brought into Israel, into God's people.